And good Friday morning. I am so excited to be back in the saddle again at 9 to 11. I've been all over the time slot the last week or so, and it's good to be back. Chase McCabe, still on sabbatical. I think he's in Thailand. So it'll be myself and Dr. Crane taking it to 11 o'clock until Willie and D-May show up. Dr. Crane, good morning, brother.
Good morning, Joe Dubin. How we doing, man? I'm pumped.
Haven't seen you in forever, man.
I know. It's like we've been on vacation, but in different time zones.
It has, yeah. So it's good to see you. We're back in the saddle, and things are good, and we'll ride this pony till 11 o'clock today. And Dr. Crane, I never knew how much I missed something until I missed the text line, until it was gone.
I know, right? It came back yesterday, I think, during the 9 to 11 show. Came back around like 10 o'clock. I was like, whoa, we have text messages.
And just in time for the Jamal Adams signing.
I know. Bang, bang.
Which, by the way, this is our question they were going to throw out here in just a moment about Jamal Adams. But, yeah, so 615-737-1025. I want to hear from you this morning. We got a lot of things to get to, a lot of fun. Coming up at 9:30, the Nashville Sounds having a Margaritaville night tomorrow night at the ballpark. And a member of the Coral Reefer Band, Dole Grisham, is going to join us at 9:30. I'm so excited to talk to him. He is a legend, played for many years with Jimmy Buffett. We'll talk to him at 9:30. Our good man Chris Sanders will join us at 10 o'clock today to go on and on. But let's go back to Jamal Adams thing. I know we've talked about it. Teron Davenport would have on yesterday. He was on this morning with Robbie and Rexro, broke the story. I love it. But it's 50-50 on the Jamal Adams for you Titans fans. Some of y'all were over the moon. I'm so excited to have him. And some of you guys were like, yeah, what else can we do? We want something else. And we don't really like that. So my question today, we're going to throw it out there really early right now. What is one thing the Titans can do that can unite this fan base before the first game? I don't know. And I love asking questions that I have some sort of an answer to. I don't know this one. What could the Titans do to unite this fan base? Because right now, you guys are split 50-50 on Jamal Adams. You're still upset about Derrick Henry. Some say, well, you know, he had to move on. We get all that. So that's our question. Hit us up, 615-737-1025, and let us know what you think about what can unite the fan base. Dr. Crane, I asked you this earlier. We don't know.
I told you, I was like, I don't know. Just recollect the memories from 98, 99. I mean, that's kind of my,
right, I guess,
my only solution there.
You think you get Jamal Adams at Titans fans be like, all right, look, they're making progress. You know, you're not expecting this guy to come in and be an all pro and have 15 interceptions. But it just shows to me that the Titans are doing something. But a lot of you Titans fans are like, yeah, I'm good. We're moving on. So it's no big deal. Show me there's better players out there. And I guess there are, but I don't know what could unite this fan base.
It's split right down the middle. You know those little license plates that say, like, Alabama, Auburn, house divided? That's
right.
Exactly what we got here. It's like two-tone blue. We have, like, a light blue, Columbia blue, and a dark blue, and it's just right down the middle, house divided.
Right.
I don't know. Like, my thing is with the Titans is, like, Titans fans probably want the team to get younger and better, but at the same time, you know, the amount of talent in the NFL is kind of – it's a slim pickings in a roundabout way. So you just kind of getting some veterans that are, you know, experienced and hopefully are culture standard players, but a lot of people don't seem to feel that way.
Yeah, Skyler says on the text line, sign a veteran tackle to compete for the right tackle position. Skyler, I don't think that unites the fan base, but again, I don't know. I mean, I don't know who you would sign unless you go out and get Anthony Munoz. I don't know who you're going to sign for the tackle position to unite them as well. But we'll get into that throughout the day. And I got another question I'm going to pose to Dr. Crane in a moment that I sent you last night that was really, really irked me about something that happened. A few things happened in the sports world. Monty Kiffin passed away, Lane Kiffin's father, 84 years old. Can I tell you a quick Monty Kiffin story?
Please.
So in 2010, when Lane leaves Knoxville in the middle of the night and heads to California, the next morning, Monty Kiffin's cleaning out his office. And there's a video. Monty's cleaning out his office. He's walking outside to his car. And there are some Vol fan students are up top, and they see Monty Kiffin walking out. And this guy goes, "Hey, Kiffin!" screaming at him. "Hey, Kiffin! Kiffin!" Well, you know, Monty's an older gentleman. He just kind of stops and starts waving. And this guy says, "You raised a terrible son." And it echoed like up in Knoxville by the old football complex. It echoed. He's like, and the guy kept going. He's like, you raised a terrible son. Monty couldn't really hear him. So Monty's waving at him. And so that's irking the guy even more because he thinks Monty's trolling him. So he starts screaming more. He was not cussing. He's like, you should be ashamed. You should be ashamed. You raised a terrible son. And Monty's just waving and gets to his car and kind of drives off and goes away. So it's sad that he passed away. But I always go back to thinking about that moment. This iconic football coach is leaving Knoxville after his son left in the middle of the night, and the guy is just screaming at him to do this. Dr. Crane, you're a baseball fan.
Yes, sir.
This Paul Skeens thing.
Phenomenal.
What's going on here with this guy?
I mean, he's thrown 2 7-inning no-hitters, and unfortunately, they go to the bullpen for it, but I get it.
Back up. What, they don't let him finish out?
No, because he's reached a certain amount of pitches. They don't want to ruin his arm, so that's the new modern-day baseball. But once you get to like 90 pitches and above, they kind of start looking towards the bullpen.
Wow. Yeah. Does he not, like, don't take me out. I'm not getting out of the game.
Well, he said something yesterday to, I think, the Pittsburgh Pirates post-game interview or whatever on their television broadcast and was saying, yeah, I understand it. You know, you got to take me out because of the pitching, you know, the arms and whatnot. But at the same time, we have some of the best bullpen in the MLB. That's his, you know, every player says that about their bullpen. But,
okay.
That was his excuse.
So, but he's doing things that we've never seen before, right?
No. So, funny enough, I saw something this morning on Twitter. It was Nolan Ryan, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander. They had 10-plus strikeouts in multiple games in one season. They haven't done that since, like, 2022 with Justin Verlander. But at the same time, it took those guys multiple seasons to do that. It didn't take them to do it in their first season. Paul Skeens has done that in 11 games.
I was watching some video of him this morning. There's some crazy pitches, man.
Yeah.
This guy, and I don't watch a lot of baseball, but I'm thinking I'll watch him. If he's pitching, I'm going to watch him from now on.
It's phenomenal to watch. Like yesterday when I got home, I was like, wait a minute, Paul Skeens is pitching. Why am I not watching this? Sure enough, turn it on the television, and it was in the sixth inning, no hitter alert. I was like, okay, we got something to watch. And sure enough, it went 7 innings, and they took him out, and I was like, well, this is over. Sure enough, first pitch was to right field.
So. He says it comes to going out there and executing. So strikeouts are what that looks like. So be it. It's just about I want to go out there and get outs, and that's it. That's all he cares about. He threw 99 pitches in his 11th major league start. Because this guy, if you're getting me to watch baseball, you're doing something good.
Also,
pro baseball.
Also, he made the All-Star team. So, which is pretty impressive as a rookie, yeah. You know, also about Paul Skeens, the thing that kind of it takes me in a roundabout way of looking at it is that people prepare for the fastball with him. 102 miles an hour, 101 miles an hour, whatever it may be. He's starting to throw more off-speed. And I think it's called a splinker. It's like a splitter and a sinker at the same time, I think that's what it's called. And it's a pitch that's like almost unhittable.
Well, I can see it.
So, I mean, it's funny to see all these batters preparing for a fastball, and yet they see this off-speed pitch that comes to them and they can't hit it.
It's almost like he's throwing a wiffle ball.
Literally.
I mean, it's that crazy because you throw a wiffle ball, you can make it do all kind of things, and that's what he's doing with the baseball.
Every time he releases the ball off the mound, it's like, is his arm going to fall off his shoulder when he throws it?
Right.
Like that's what it looks like because he is throwing it hard.
I don't know. But again, if you're making me watch baseball, then there's something fantastic going on. All right, question of the day. We're going to get to other questions, things that are going on. What can unite this Titans fan base? Because obviously the Jamal Adams signing yesterday did not do that. Craig, 3066 texter says, sign a solid inside linebacker. There we go. That's what we're looking for right there. That could unite the fan base because right now I don't think they have a decent linebacker on this inside linebacker on this football team. So, yeah, so keep them coming. 615-737-1025. What could unite this Titans fan base as they get ready for training camp, which begins in 11 days? Is that right? When I'm talking the 23rd when it comes. It just goes so fast. Everything's rolls so fast. So training camp will be here before you know it, and the Titans get to the field. So our question is, what can unite this fan base before the opening game against the Chicago Bears? Hit us up. Let us know what you think about that so far with 615-737-1025. Chris Sanders will join us at 10 o'clock today with the Forever Titans receiver, as he always does on this day to get things going. Also on this day, you know, I'm a pop culture guy. The great movie Point Break was released on this day in 1991. Now, there's another version that came out in the mid-16s, 2017, which is awful, and everybody associated with that film should be fired because it's terrible. So, Point Break. Dr. Crane, did you ever watch Point Break? I know you weren't born until 2010.
I don't believe so. No, sir.
With Swayze and Keanu Reeves, you didn't watch that movie?
I may have. I don't recollect the movie.
Do you watch any TV at all?
I do. It's funny enough, yesterday when we were on the show with Nick Kieser and I, we were playing right. The TV Theme Thursday. I was rattling off every single theme song coming back. It was Knight Rider, I think Dukes of Hazzard, Cheers, a few others. And Kieser couldn't get him. I was like, oh, man, this is VHS tape on
maybe
repeat.
Kieser doesn't watch TV. Y'all are the same age, too.
Yeah, we are.
You need to go watch Point Break. It's one of those movies that you're like, what am I watching? And then when it's done, you're like, that was the greatest movie of all time. That was absolutely the greatest movie of all time. It's that good and bad, and it comes one of the top rented movies of all time. Of course, you're too young. You never rented movies back.
So I ended up this past weekend, I bought my grandmother an entertainment center for her television because her television went out. But she has a lot of VCRs that are just unused or haven't been open.
Yeah.
Looking at Point Break, the front cover of it, that is in the VHS and VCR category in her entertainment center. So I will watch this.
Does she have it?
I think she does.
Holy cow. All right.
I saw a Keanu Reeves movie in the little VHS little, I guess,
nice.
Catalog. So
what do we call Grandma?
Nani.
Yeah. Okay. So report back of Nani. If Nani has Point Break, then she's hit another level of respect that very few people can attain.
Okay.
To do that. All right. Thank you with that. All right. So our other question of the day is, and this is something that irritated me last night, and I need you guys to talk me off a ledge or join me on the ledge. There was an event last night that the Titans put on downtown Nashville, season ticket holders. My brother's a season ticket holder. He invited me down. I went down there. But in the crowd at a Titans event last night, and this is driving me crazy, there was a guy wearing a Rams jersey, okay? And my question is, if you get invited to a sporting event with another team, Titans or the Predators or Nashville SC, why would you wear a jersey of another team? Am I wrong on this? I need somebody to help me off the ledge. I'm serious. This really bothered me. You get invited to a Titans event, you're wearing a Rams jersey. Let me know if I'm crazy. 615-737-1025. Or if you invited a friend to this event and he shows up wearing a Chiefs jersey, would you tell him? Because I would. I would say, take that damn jersey off and put on something else. You're not wearing this to an event of another pro sports team that's invited us out to do this. So I need to hear from you guys. 615-737-1025. Waiting on the text line again at 9:30. Dole Gresham, a member of the Coral Reefer Band, is going to join us as the Nashville Sounds have Margaritaville night on Saturday at First Horizon Park. And then our good friend Chris Sanders will join us at 10 o'clock. We are off and running. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by good friends at Omni Nashville Hotel, right here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake. All of these parrot heads covered with oil.
Yeah. Got nothing to do tomorrow night. Go out to First Horizon Park, Margaritaville night. Be a fun time at the park for the Nashville Sounds. Coming to 9:30, Dole Gresham, a member of the Coral Reefer Band, is going to join us here on the show. Turn up right here. Oh, I love the live album, Feeding Frenzy. All right, so our question, we've got some people have weighed in today already. Thank you very much. Two things. What can unite the Titans fan base? Because obviously right now you guys are 50-50 on Jamal Adams. We'll take your texts on that and your phone calls. And then the whole thing about wearing a different jersey to an event that is sponsored by another pro team, it just irked me last night big time. Let's go to the phones. And our good man Adam in Portland joins us. Adam, good morning. How are we?
What's up, Joe, man? Hey, so a couple things, man, and I'll hit both of them for you. So Jamal Adams, not the biggest signing, just because it's 2024. Like, if you had told me in 2002 that we're signing the hardest hitting safety in the league, I would be so excited about what it represents. But in 2024, if he does anything special, we're going to get flags for it. So, I mean, I like that he's here for run support. He's a very hard hitter. He's going to be good for run support. But as far as, like, being able to do safety-type things, it doesn't scare me as much. So that's one thing. As far as being able to bring the fan base together, I don't really think – I think Will Levis is the only thing that can do that. Ooh. And you can't do that until you play football. So, like, we have a new coaching staff. We took Derrick Henry away, which you already admit is going to split the fan base right there. They'll come back when we start winning football games. So that part's good. As far as that crap about somebody showing up in a Chiefs jersey or a Saints jersey, I've seen it at the Titans yard sale. People showing up in McNair, Baltimore jerseys. I think it's so – I think you're just begging to get punched in the face. Like, I don't think anybody should punch you in the face, but right. I think you're the type of person that wants to get punched in the face if you wear a jersey like that. You know what I'm saying?
I like it. I just don't – yeah, I get it. I just – if your friend – so, Adam, if you invited me to a Titans event that they're sponsoring, putting on, and I show up in a Dolphins jersey, are you going to tell me to take the jersey off?
No, I'm just going to be like, I'm just going to look at you in disgust. Cause I don't know. Have you ever been out with somebody, Joe, and you're like, this dude's going to get us in a situation I don't want to be in tonight? Like,
almost
you just,
every
you
weekend.
That. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, I love the guy, but at some point he's going to get in somebody's face and make it really weird for me tonight. So I feel like that when I – because I have friends that do that. They'll be like, I'm going to wear my Dolphins jersey. I'm like, no, you're not, man. I don't want that. You know, so yep. It's just somebody – it's a fearless friend who is good in some situations and terrible in others.
Beautiful. As always, Adam, thank you, brother. 615-737-1025. Ben, good morning, Ben. What can make the Titans fan base unite before the first game?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So it goes deeper, right? I'm not a Titans fan, but I live here, so I always root for the team. But I think number one is you got to have bigger splash signings. You know, the fan base started coming together when you started winning games, like the last guy said, and you guys got Vrabel, you had Derrick Henry, you know, you turned things around, you guys went to playoffs. The fan base was on fire. But the biggest thing I see as an outsider is you got to get Amy Adams to stop doing her best impersonation of Jerry Jones. You got to get her hands out of that whole hiring, firing thing. You know, she needs to just stick to being an owner. You know, be a CEO, be that kind of person, because I don't really feel that she really understands the operations of football. I know that she's been trying to get out, be a public person, you know, and that kind of stuff, but I don't really think she understands how to make this team a team that's going to win football games, and that's what's not bringing the fan base together, is all the losing. You know, you're kind of going backwards when you guys were making 10 steps forward. And the other side of that, with the jersey thing, that other guy doesn't know what he's talking about. If you are not a Titans fan, you got no business wearing a Titans jersey. So I'll give you an example. My buddy invited me to go see the Predators. I'm a Bruins fan. I told him, I said, listen, he gave me a Predators jersey to wear. I'm like, you're crazy. I can't do it. I'll get a rash. Number one.
Okay.
I'm a Bruins fan, true and true. You only wear one hat. You don't wear multiple hats. So you got to, if you're going to wear a jersey, you wear your team's jersey and you rep your team. It's not about going to get punched in the face or start a fight. First of all, Nashville fan bases aren't like that. You don't have a fan base. Now, if you go to Boston or New York or one of these, you know, rowdy teams, you know, Detroit, you know, somewhere like that, yeah, you're probably going to get punched in the face, but you don't got to worry about that in Nashville.
All right, hold on,
everybody
back up.
Here is pretty
so,
chill.
What did you wear? Did you wear a Bruins jersey?
I did. I wore my Bruins.
I would have asked. I would have told if I'm your friend, Ben. I'm say, Ben, you're not wearing that jersey to a Preds event.
Then don't invite me. It's cool.
Okay, then we're still, you know, buddies. But I love you. It's nothing personal. Yeah. It's business.
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know what? I respect that. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. You know, but if you invite somebody who's not a Titans fan to a Titans event and they put on a Ravens jersey, which is the only jersey that really could disrespect the Titans, right, is the Ravens jersey. You know, I can understand you feeling some way about it, but then you got to tell them, hey, look, if that's what you're going to wear, just stay home. I'll bring Steve instead of you, you know?
Fantastic. Ben, thanks, my man. I appreciate you.
You got it. See you.
All right. Yeah. I'm sorry. If I invite you to an event and you show up wearing another team's jersey, I'm saying you're not coming in. Is it rude, Dr. Crean? Am I missing the point here?
No, but to the caller's point with Ben, I think he was talking about more of a Preds game. I think you're talking about more of a event, as in like,
yeah. I mean, like last night,
you go to a nice dinner with a few of your buddies to like an event for a sporting team.
But no, this is an event. This is an event that the Titans put on.
Oh,
this was a Titans sponsored event. There was a guy with the Rams jersey there.
Well, I could see the Rams connection with the Titans because of Jeff Fisher. But
no, I mean, I go where you're going. I see where you're going, but it doesn't work.
If it were me, I'd probably just meet it right down the middle. If, like, for example, use Ben for a prime example. He's a Boston Bruins fan. I'm going to assume that he is a New England Patriots fan. Now, with that being said, they have a dark blue. The Titans also have a color that is dark blue.
Yeah, you're going. You're. I love you. You're like going Dr. Phil on this, man.
I would just wear a dark blue polo. That's it.
No, how about, but if you show up, I invite you to an event. Again, if I invite and you show up, with, all right, so a Preds event. Like if Preds put a season ticket event on with season ticket holders, and I'm a season ticket holder, and I invite you.
Right.
And, you know, I say, hey, come on down. And you show up, and you're wearing a Bruins jersey. I'm telling you not to come in. I am going to say you're not wearing that into this event.
I mean, it's valid. It's a
Would
valid.
Would you tell your friend?
Yeah. I mean, if it were the Preds and they invited me to a nice, you know, gala dinner or just something to, you know, I guess, mingle around, and you got a buddy of yours that looks like Happy Gilmore in a Bruins jersey and walks in like, hey, I'm just, you know, supporting the Bruins. Well, kind of can't do that here, buddy.
Right. Does it reflect back on you? I don't
know.
A little bit. I don't know why this irks me.
I mean, look,
I like football. I'm not a fan of any team. I just love football. But last night, this really irked me.
I do have a buddy. I'll say this. I do have a buddy who is a Boston Bruins fan, actually. He is just through and through Boston Bruins. During the, I think, 2017 Cup run?
Yep.
When the Preds had their, like, 2 a.m. game, I was at that game. And he's a big hockey fan. He's like, oh, let's go to the game, whatever. I got some free tickets through one of my dad's coworkers or whatever. So we go to the game. I'm wearing all my Preds gear. My dad's wearing his Preds gear. My buddy Brian is wearing a yellow Boston Bruins shirt. And I'm just like, neither team is playing. That's a problem.
Right.
That to me bugs me. If neither team is playing, but you're wearing a different team, what are you cheering for?
I don't get that as well. Like if the Titans are playing the Bengals and you show up wearing a Steelers jersey, I don't like to each his own, that's fine. And I'm not gonna say anything, but if I'm at an event which is sponsored by the Titans or the Predators and you show up in another jersey of another team, we're not going in together.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'll go in, and then 45 minutes later, you can go in, and you say you're the plus one for somebody else.
I don't know about that, man. All right, keep them coming. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Our two questions of the day. What can unite this Titans fan base? Because obviously the Jamal Adams signing did not. So we got a lot of texts. We'll read those. And, of course, the jersey thing, which continues to irk me. And I try to work my way through my feelings, and it's not happening right now. All right, coming up next, Saturday night, the Nashville Sounds are having Margaritaville night, and we are so honored that our next guest is a member of the Coral Reefer Band. Dole Grisham is going to join us. That and much more here today on the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, right here at 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Pump, I was feeling quite at ease. I rolled out my window and told the man 50 cents worth, please. Then I jumped my partner with this trust.
All right, welcome back into the People's Show, the Chase and Big Joe Show, right here.
Hold up, keep a pumping.
Yeah, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Wish I was somewhere other than
Dr. Crean doing 9 jobs behind the glass. All right, Dr. Crean, you're great at multitasking, baby. All right, tomorrow night, the Nashville Sounds are having a Margaritaville night over at First Horizon Park. Be a lot of fun. And we are honored now to have a member of the Coral Reefer Band on the Chase and Big Joe Show. This is Doyle Grisham. I'm a huge fan. Mr. Grisham, thank you for doing this. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just looking forward to Saturday. And, you know, I've never played at a baseball game before, so this will be a very first.
Yeah, you never know what can happen in this career of yours. That's that's been fantastic. I got to tell you, sir, is that it's going to be a fun night over at the National Sounds Ballpark at First Horizon Park. But and you know this very well. You know, this summer I'm sad. And, you know, and for 35 years, I would find out where you guys are going to tour. I'd go see a show or two. And this year it's not there. But I know you're feeling the love, aren't you, from so many parrot heads around.
Oh, yeah. You know, we're doing a I don't know if you were referring to that, but we're doing a short tour with just the Coral Reefer Band the first week in August. And everybody's kind of, you know, wondering if we'll have a, you know, if the parrot heads will turn out for us. But I think they will, because they know the band as well as they know Jimmy, because he promoted us that way, you know.
He did. All right, so I go back. You first met Jimmy Buffett in, what, 1972, 73, is that correct?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think it was 72. We were, if you don't mind me telling you, I'll tell you how it happened.
Please, absolutely.
Well, I was working with a group off the Grand Ole Opry called Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers. And I was playing in their band and doing studio work for them and all that. And we were recording two of Jimmy's songs. Of course, at this time, I didn't know Jimmy, but we were recording The Christian and, I think, Ten Cup Chalice. And to make a long story short, him and Buzz Kaysen, who was his publisher at that time, dropped by the studio. And I know that he couldn't have heard me play more than 5 minutes, but when we took a break, he come around and said, I've just signed with a new record label, ABC Dunhill, and I'd like you to play on my next album. So, well, I didn't know what to think, because, you know, we hear musicians hear that all the time, you know, about getting promises to do this or that. But no, they called me in about a month or two and set up the sessions, and that's how it started.
And the rest is history doing that. Then I see where he called you up in the late 90s, asking to become a member of the band, and you took all, you joined the band, sir, and then next thing you know, you've become part of this Parrothead Nation. What was that ride like for the last 25, 22 years or so with Jimmy Buffett?
Well, I remember the first show we played, because, you know, after I quit recording with Jimmy about 1975, 76, and he would occasionally call me to come in and play on one song here and there. But up until about 99, you know, I really wasn't much in touch with him, and I didn't realize how popular he was. So when he asked me to come back on tour and I showed up for the first show, which I think was in Charleston, South Carolina, they were 25,000 people there, and I said, "Oh, this looks pretty good. I wonder how long this is going to last." And it just got bigger. Yeah, you know?
That is fantastic. With that being said, you know, with the touring the country and everything, and I just, you got to know that so many people, probably famous musicians, would show up, would sit in, and it was just an adventure. I would think every single time you took the stage with Jimmy Buffett, was it?
It was what? I'm sorry, Joe.
No, was it an adventure every time you took the stage with him?
Oh, yes.
You never knew who was going to show up.
Yeah, in Utah, you know, like we worked Madison Square Garden with Paul Simon and people. And if we played Vegas, sometime I'd look over to the right and there'd be Kenny Chesney sitting down there watching our show. You know, you just never knew. And, you know, even a lot of people that weren't in the music business would come backstage, you know, that like golfers and just people that knew Jimmy and were, you know, supposedly friends of his. And but you no, you're right. You just never know who was going to show up.
It's fantastic. We're talking to Dole Grisham. He's a member of the Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. They'll be out tomorrow night at First Horizon Park for the Nashville Sounds. Now, sir, are y'all playing tomorrow night? Are you signing autographs? What's happening tomorrow night exactly?
The way I understand, I think we're playing around. Well, we're playing right before the game out in center field.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And that's really, right now I'm just trying to figure out how the best way for me to get in there, you know. And as far as I know, I don't think we're playing at 5 o'clock. I think we're showing up about 5 o'clock. So we play somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 8, I think.
Okay, that'll be fantastic tomorrow night. I got to ask you, you know, he passed away last September. What do you miss about Jimmy Doyle? What do you miss about him that really, you know, he's in your heart forever, but what's the one thing you kind of miss about him?
Well, just actually everything about him. Of course, I miss being on stage with him because he was such a persona on stage. He was an entertainer without entertaining. You know, he was just himself. And everybody used to ask me, you know, what kind of person he was. And he was a great person. A lot of people think I'm just saying that because, you know, he's Jimmy Buffett. But no, he really was. He would sit down and eat dinner with us, and I could go to him anytime I wanted to if I had a problem. There was always other people to take care of it, but if I needed to talk to him about something, I was never denied. He's
fantastic. What I got to ask you, sir, what is your favorite song that you played with him on stage live?
No Doubt About It, Come Monday. Not just because I played on the record and the recording, but at the time it was written around 1972 or 3, there wasn't anybody saying the things he was saying, to my knowledge, and the chord progressions he was using were very unique. And I just love the song. Of course, I come from a country background, and I love ballads, and that's what that is. But it's still my favorite Buffett song.
Oh, it is one of my favorites, too, as well. Of course, you know, everybody kind of defaults to Margaritaville, and why not, right? Because that was the iconic song, which kind of made him the iconic performer he is today. Was that always fun, playing Margaritaville, too?
Oh, yeah, because it's a good time song. And, you know, you may know this, and I don't know if a lot of people did, but as popular as it has become, it never was a number one song. It only got to number 8 in the charts, the way I understand it.
Oh, wow, with that. Amazing.
But it stood the test of time. You can hardly go into an elevator that has canned music or whatever without hearing it. You know?
Oh, I know. And, you know, Doyle, we could sit here and, you know, I could do an hour with you because, I mean, you recorded with Dickie Lee. I mean, that's just, to me,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, well, that was another Buzz Kasson type thing. You know, Buzz Kasson, he just passed away, by the way.
Right.
And he was a famous producer and publisher here in Nashville, had a great recording studio. And, yeah, I did some Dickie Lee stuff. I did Freddie Weller.
Wow.
And some other people. And there was a group called White Duck that I first played on when I was there, and John Hyatt was the lead singer
nice.
In that group. And of course, he went on to become very famous on his own right. But, yeah, there's a lot of my history connected with Buzz Kasson.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, it's an honor tomorrow night, Margaritaville night at the National Sounds at First Horizon Park. Gates open at 5, and members of the Coral Reefer Band will be out there tomorrow night. I'm going to come by, sir, and I'm going to say hi to you. I know you're busy. Thank you for taking time out today. It means the world to us and to all the parrotheads out there who really miss Jimmy Buffett, but thankful that you guys are here to continue the legacy. So thank you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the fans tomorrow night.
All right, well done. Have a good day. It's Doyle Grisham, a member of the Coral Reefer Band for over 25 years, and known Jimmy Buffett for more than 50 years. Man, that made my day right there. All right, we'll come back much more here. Our continue our question of the day here on the Chase and Big Joe show, and it is, what can unite the Titans fan base before the opening game? Is it a signing? Is it something that can unite everybody because the Jamal Adams thing did not? And also the jersey thing. If you're invited to an event that's sponsored by a pro team and you wear an opposing team's jersey, does that make you mad? Do you tell your friend to go home, or does that you don't care? I need to know. I got to work my way through this. So let us know. 615-737-1025. This is the Chase and Big Joe show right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent a car
and westbound train. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's a Margaritaville theme, as the National Sounds are having Margaritaville night tomorrow night at First Horizon Park.
And darling, it
So we're excited about that. How many things are you doing back there?
There's a lot going on back here. My hands are on a lot of boards, a lot of computer tabs and everything. But the Chase McJoe Show is sponsored by the Omni Nashville. And we are broadcasting from the Busy Bee. Excuse me, as my computer is all over the place here. We are from the Busy Bee, heating, air conditioning. Goodness gracious. My voice is all over the place, but yes.
All right, turn the buffet down just a tad.
Thank you. I'm all over the place. There you go. The Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, all with a $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about what, Joe?
Great service.
All right.
We love Busy Bee.
Now we can continue with our morning.
Absolutely. We love Busy Bee, so thank you. All right, so.
I feel like a circus right now. I'm just juggling little tennis balls.
And you got our handsome intern back there, Colin Kadoof back there. What's up, Colin? Yeah. How about give me a thumbs up there, buddy? Yeah, all right, man. The best interns in the country, right? The guys has worked their tails off, man. We love it doing that. Now, do we have?
We do. Bob Sargent with the Fairgrounds.
Bob is on the line.
Yes, he is.
All right, Bob, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. What do we got? We got something at Speedway this weekend, right? What we got going on?
Oh, we do. The Fairgrounds, the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. We want to invite everybody out. We've got our North-South Shootout. So we bring the super late models up here, the Southern Super Series guys and the CRA guys. So a lot of race cars. Those will be the headline. But we've also got our local pro cars on the 5.8s. And we've got all of our quarter-mile racing. So just a busy, busy night tomorrow night.
What time do the gates open tomorrow?
Gates open at 3 p.m., and they'll be practicing before that. We let people in free. And so, again, gates will open at 3. The quarter mile starts at 5 p.m., and the 5.8 starts at 7.
You know, we've talked before, Bob. We love the Speedway. We love what's going on over there. You know, with this event happening that's going on and so many people, what's the best thing you like about this? Because, look, it's July. It's hot. It's racing. I mean, this is right down the lane for those who love stock cars. What do you like about this event tomorrow?
Well, you just named it all. I mean, here it is, July. We're right in the middle of summer. This is stock car racing at its best. It's the Nashville Fairgrounds with a lot of tradition. Just the excitement here, the fairgrounds having a big 5/8 mile track and a quarter mile track both. It just gives the fans a little bit of everything. So, again, we got super late models in town. And, gosh, the quarter mile guys are just on fire right now. They're just so exciting and close races in all the quarter mile divisions. So I think one pinpoint to like is probably not fair. There's so many things here to like about the fun family entertainment.
Explain, you know, I like racing, but I don't know all the vernacular. Super late models, what does that mean?
Super late models are basically what it says. They're the fastest late models we have. They have the big engines in them. A lot of these guys race for a living around the United States throughout the summer. And so the pro late models are very similar looking bodies on the cars. They have a pro crate engine, a 604 engine in those cars. So they're very similar to answer your question. It's just the supers are a more expensive engine, a little bit faster car.
You know what, Bob? I was up there last week for an event over at the fairgrounds and the pavilion over there, and I took a moment just to ride over and look at the Speedway. You know, and growing up here, my grandpa went to races there. Some of my best friends, their parents and grandparents went there. It's just, I know it's a weird, warm, wonderful feeling looking at that Speedway that you really don't get a lot in your lifetime. And it's just a special place. I know it is for you as well.
It really is. You know, we've been here several years now. We just really appreciate all the tradition here. But it's still, you know, we match this facility up with any in the United States. It's just a very good covered grandstand with plenty of seating, good restrooms. You know, this thing was designed for NASCAR years ago. And it still serves its purpose very, very well. I mean, everything about it, the fairgrounds has done a good job of keeping the lighting up, the facility. You know, I'm looking out at it now. All the grass is manicured. All the paint's been done. This is a very top-notch facility right now, and we're fortunate to have it right here in Nashville.
Absolutely. All right, once again, let's sell some tickets. What time do the gates open tomorrow?
The gates open at 3 p.m. Again, quarter-mile racing starts at 5.
The 5.8s Pro and Super late models will follow that, approximately 7. You know, we're fortunate to have Starkey Sound Gear on board as our sponsor, plus all of our year-long sponsors out here. We're blessed to have all those also.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to that. Bob, as always, thank you for this. Anytime you need anything, man, you know you can call us and we'll help get the good word out. We appreciate you, buddy.
All right. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
As well, the big race. Dr. Green, you been to a race out there in your lifetime? You grew up here.
Yeah, I think when I was probably about 6 years old, I believe so. Yeah. It's been a while. I would like to go back out, but I just...
What are you doing tomorrow?
My cousin is getting married, so they're having a wedding party tomorrow.
Well, how about not taking the wedding party to the Fairground Speedway? And you could, look, we'll call Bob back and say we need some passes, and then you could take the wedding party after to the Speedway.
So this is the after party of the wedding party.
What time's the wedding tomorrow?
It's not a wedding. It's just a wedding party. It's an engagement party.
Huh?
It's an engagement party. Like, you
so
know,
we have a party before the wedding?
Yeah, I don't understand it either, Joe.
Okay.
I just know that it's a celebration of matrimony. that's what I know.
What time is the engagement party?
I don't even know, Joe. To be fair, I don't even know.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where it's a family, you know, family gathering. It's a celebration. That's what I know.
Is Nani cooking for this?
Everybody is. My mom, my uncles.
What time is this?
Because
this
I really don't know.
This is an Italian. This is seen straight out of The Godfather, right?
Yes.
The wedding scene?
Essentially so, yes. I do know what's on the menu. I just don't know what
what's
time.
What's on the menu then?
Lasagna, meatballs, some, not French bread, but, you know, just Italian bread, some sausages on the docket as well.
This is like a dream fazoli for me.
Yeah, obviously salad is on the list.
Yeah, pass on that.
My mom makes this salad where it has chickpeas involved with it, along with some black olives. It's delicious. And then you add some little banana peppers in there. It's really good.
We got some olive oil?
Absolutely.
And some wine?
Yeah.
How many people are expecting with this? This is really a scene out of The Godfather.
Well, it's also, you know, the future husband on the side of that family is bringing a good portion of his family along with mine. So this is a kind of a giant gathering.
Where's this taking place?
At my humble abode.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I would love to stop by and have some food because I am half Italian.
Okay.
So I'm going to come by and get some food.
Well, when I know the time, I'll let you know. But okay. I don't know the time.
You think I'm kidding. And
you're not joking.
I went to this event last night with my brother who said, there's free food here and free drinks. And so free food, I show up. And then I paid for it at 1 o'clock this morning with all the fried food I ate. That's okay, though. But I'm telling you, when there's free food involved, I'm showing up for something like this.
Okay. Well, I'll get the time out to you, Joe, and you can make a special guest appearance.
Okay. Thank you. By the way, 9075 says, must be super nice, work only 2 hours a day, Joe. Shut up and quit your bitching. So thank you, 9075.
Appreciate it, Bruce.
So I think that's Stillman. It's probably Stillman doing that.
I think
he's got a burner. I think he's got a couple burner numbers to do that.
I don't have the money for a burner phone.
Yeah, me neither. I don't have to do that stuff like that as well. So, yeah, I'll do that. Also, our question day is, what can unite the Titans fan base and what could wearing a jersey to an event? Doug and Franklin, something not off of that, says the Eagles picked up Vince Gill, the Dead picked up John Mayer, and Adam Levine is doing Queen. Who would you see going out with the Coral Reefer Band as a front guy? Maybe Kenny Chesney. That's a great question, Doug. Eagles got Vince Gill. The Dead picked up John Mayer. Adam Levine is doing Queen. Who would you see going out the Coral Reefer Band as a front guy? Why don't Kenny Chesney could kind of bring all the Coral Reefer Band along with them? I know Mac McAnally's doing that as well when they go out on tour, and they got that big tour car, the big event coming up in Alabama. I think it's Gulf Shores down the Orange Beach area around August 1st, 2nd,
3rd. It's a fun place.
That's happening.
You know, that's going on. You know what's fun? You're fun because the game summer ticket tour is back.
Yeah, there you go. Baby.
Join our very own Joe Dubin, who's on the air right now at Yazoo Brewing Company at 900 River Bluff Drive in Madison on Thursday, July 18th from 4 to 6 p.m. as he gives away tickets to upcoming concerts in Nashville, including Def Leppard, Bush, Train, Dierks Bentley, and much more. Also, you ready for this show?
Yes.
Get signed up for the grand prize. Tickets to a Preds home game, Sounds game, and the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. For more details, visit thegamenashville.com/tours.
There we go. When we come back, our good friend Chris Sanders, Forever Titans receiver, is going to join us. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.